Today is three festivals in one, but really I'm just thinking of one festival, and that's Rath Yatra. It's also the Tirubhav Mahotsav of two very important Vaishnavas, and I would like to say a few words about them, but since they're so intimately connected with Jagannath Puri and with Rath Yatra, we can kind of connect the subject, I think. And that's the disappearance festival of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, who's one of the most prominent acharyas in our line, and also Shivananda Sen, who is another very important acharya in our line. So I'd like to first begin, though, by hearing something from Srila Prabhupada. What I'd like to do is read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Madhyalila chapter 13, which describes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic dancing at the Rath Yatra. I become a little confused when we come to speak about Rath Yatra, because I've given so many seminars on this subject, and we can speak on it for 4 or 5 hours a day for 2 weeks. It's a very, very big subject from many, many different angles. And we just have a little time. But we want to say something that's appropriate for the wonderful audience that we have today, this wonderful Sangha of senior devotees. So I've picked out two particular verses from Madhyalila chapter 13. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram, Shri Shri Radhasham Sundaju, Shri Shri Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. I picked out two particular verses, which are text number 117 and 118. And is a very wonderful purport from Srila Prabhupada for 118. So we're going to have kind of a crooked course. I'd like to start by reading these things and then say a little something about Srup Damodar and Shivananda Sen. And then I'd like to say something about this song, which also goes very well with these two verses. And then something about these particular verses of this chapter, because prati shloki prati akshan nanatha koi, each and every verse, each and every syllable of Chaitanya Charitamrita is unlimited. So we're just going to take a tiny little drop and try to taste that today. So what I'd like to do is, so we get some response from everybody. Actually, it's a good technique to keep everybody from falling asleep, I find. I'll sing these verses in a simple tune, and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Jagannath netra diye. Excuse me. It's the wrong verse. Jagannath mag. Jagannate magna prabhu noyana vidoy Shri hasta juge kore gute rabino Bolo, Hare Krishna. Jagannate magna prabhu noyana vidoy Shri hasta juge kore gite rabi noi bolo. So he says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was dancing in front of Lord Jagannath, his eyes and mind, Jagannathe magna prabhu noyana hridoy, both his heart, his mind, his eyes were completely just absorbed in Lord Jagannath. Mahaprabhu began to play a drama of the song that Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing with his hands. Gora jare pache chale shama hoy shire Gora age chale shama chale dire dire bolo. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's cart would slowly start again. Hey, Mata Gora Shami, Done Tele Tele, Sharate Shamere Rake Gora Mahabole, Hare Krishna. In this way, there was a kind of competition. A special connection was there between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath and seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Jagannath wait in his car. And there's a very wonderful purport from Srila Prabhupada, which I'd like to read in a few minutes because I want to expand on that. And first, I'd like to say just a few words about Swarup Damodar Goswami and Shivananda Sen. I'd like to say a couple of things that maybe not so many people outside of Jagannath Puri have heard before, because all of you probably heard a lot about these two personalities, or at least Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami was so very, very important to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dyuti Sivalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. He's Krishna, but in the mood of Radha. He's come because he wants to taste some higher ecstasy than being God. There's a higher ecstasy than being God. Prabhupada once said in a lecture, the impersonalists want to become God, but we have something higher to desire, and that's to become a devotee of God. That's such a high thing that even God himself, even Krishna himself, wants to come as a devotee to understand the kind of ecstasy that only a devotee can experience, and most especially the topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani. So when he came, he had a problem. Now Krishna was used to doing the Rasalila. He's used to killing demons. He can marry 16,108 queens in Dwarka and make palaces for all of them and be in all of them at the same time. And for him, all of that is really no problem. But all of a sudden, he was in uncharted waters. And for the first time, he didn't know what to do. Because the bhav of Srimati Radharani is a prema sindhu. It's an ocean of ecstatic prema, an ocean of rasa. Srimati Radharani, just as Krishna's asamordva, no one is greater than him, no one is equal to him, in his position as Priti Vishroy, or the object of love, so also is Srimati Radharani. She's supreme in her position as the Priti Ashroy, the supreme abode of love. So just as you can't explain to the sun what darkness is like, or to ice what fire is like, because they're opposites. So these are two opposites. How can the object of love, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, understand the mood of being a devotee? He required some help. Just as if we do a drama, and in the drama I play my friend Dharmatma Prabhu. And I go to him and I say, Prabhuji, before I do the drama, I want to know, what is your innermost bhav? Now, good chance he may look at me and say, Prabhu, I don't have any bhav. Very possible. So he won't share that with me, because devotees, people are naturally very private. And it's described by Narahari Sakar, or Narahari Chakravarti, in one writing. It's a long story. that once Krishna went to Radhika and begged for her prem. She said, what do you want with my prem for? So then Krishna had to go to Lalita to beg for help. Lalita could help him. When Krishna wanted to taste Radha Bhav, he didn't know how to do it. So he required help from someone who was very, very intimate with Srimati Radharani. And those two personalities were Lalita and Vishakha, who came in Gaura Leela as Srup Damodar Goswami and Roy Ramananda. And Srup Damodar Goswami was very, very expert in singing. And whatever particular mood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling, Srup Damodar Goswami could perfectly express that in songs and thereby enhance the mood of the Lord. And therefore, these two devotees, sometimes it said four devotees, Srup Damodar Goswami, Roy Ramananda, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Mahaprabhu's servant Govinda, were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Gambira to taste his topmost ecstasies there. So Srup Damodar Goswami, in that sense, we could in one sense say he's the most confidential associate of Mahaprabhu. You may say that, no, Rupa Goswami. But Rupa Goswami in Krishna Leela is a follower of Lalita. She sees Rupa Manjari. And that Lalita has come as Srup Damodar Goswami. So in one sense, all Gaudiya Vaishnavas are followers of Srup Damodar Goswami. That's very interesting. I did a little research on this subject. I'm going to say something which we don't generally like to speak about, which is the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why is it that this particular date, the date of Rath Yatra, is a disappearance day of Srup Damodar and Shivananda Singh? Because it's said in the local tradition in Jagannath Puri, there's one 500-year-old book written in Oriya by some Vaishnavas who say they were there at that time, that describes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world in the Gundicha temple yesterday on Gundicha Marjana. How many of you here have been to the samadhi of Srup Damodar Goswami? Raise your hand. None of you? He's such an important acharya. I'll give you some hints, okay? He left this world in Jagannath Puri. So, have you been to his samadhi? Maybe many of you have, at least according to the local tradition there. They say that Srup Damodar Goswami left on this day because when he got news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left this world, and they say that Mahaprabhu disappeared in the Gundicha Mandir, and then the devotees later found his cloth in front of the deity of Tota Gopinath. This is described by Thakur Bhaktivinoda, by Narahari Chakravarti, and Bhakti Ratnakar, and by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and also by Srila Prabhupada in teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And they could understand that Mahaprabhu had entered into the deity of Gopinath. So what about Srup Damodar Goswami? On either side of the deity of Tota Gopinath is the deity of Radharani. And on the right side of Gopinath is the deity of Lalita. According to the local tradition, Srup Damodar Goswami entered into that deity of Lalita. Mahaprabhu entered into Gopinath, and Srup Damodar Goswami entered into the deity of Lalita. I don't know about any details about the disappearance of Srila Shivananda Sen, but it's not difficult to imagine that he also left on this day, because this was a very important day for him. It was Shivananda Sen who really began the tradition for Gaudiya Vaishnavas of Tirtha Yatra. And along with Udharanadat Thakur, his dear friend, who was a wealthy person, actually, so was Shivananda Sen. I've been to his ancestral home, which is a very big compound, it's like a palace. And he had so much wealth, and he would take care of all the devotees. Every year, they would go to Jagannath Puri. I have a friend, he's a scholar, in Kolkata, and he found a manuscript. Some scholar found a manuscript which was supposed to have been written from that time, which gave a very interesting account of the procession of Shivananda Sen. I thought it was very interesting. I'd recount that to you because I'd be surprised if any of you have heard that. Described how they were going in their procession. And first of all, ahead of everyone, they had the guards, the chokidars. Because it was a very rough time. There were many gundas on the road and many fearful Muslims and people. So guards would go ahead. And then following the guards, first leading a procession were the ladies of the procession. And then following them were the Brahmins. And then they would have the different mahants and senior persons who couldn't maybe walk so well, sitting on bullock carts. And they had different pots and quantities of foodstuffs and things there. And in this way, he was going every year to Jagannath Puri and bringing the devotees. He was such a very, very intimate devotee. Try to understand the intimate nature of Shivananda Sen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in this world for his devotees. He said this many times. And even to this day in Jagannath Puri at Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, they have a festival every year called the Gaudiya Odia Milan, which has been celebrated since the time of Mahaprabhu. And that's when the devotees from West Bengal, headed by Shivananda Sen, would arrive and they would take bath there at a small pukur at Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. And they would meet with the Gaudiya devotees, or the Odia devotees. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have them stay for some time. And then, again, he would leave. And the large portion of Chaitanya Charitamrita is devoted to the discussions that Mahaprabhu had with those devotees. And he told them, you should come every year. So who was bringing them? It was Shivananda Sen. That was his particular service. And we probably all know the story about how Lord Nityananda kicked him because he wasn't able to take care of the Lord properly one day. And Shivananda Sen was in ecstasy. It's a very special mercy. And we know the story about Shivananda Sen's dog. I won't recount those now. But he's a very, very special Vaishnavacharya. And on this day, we want to pray for their blessings. I don't know the details of how he left, but it's not surprising that he left on this day. Perhaps he got news of Mahaprabhu's disappearance. Or perhaps a year later, as in the case of Gadadhar Pandit, just a year, I think a day or something later, Gadadhar Pandit left this world. And they say Gadadhar entered into the deity of Radharani, the Tota Gopinath temple, due to feelings of separation from Mahaprabhu. So no doubt Srila Shivananda Sen was like that. Srila Srupa Damodar Goswami ki, Srila Shivananda Sen ki, Gopi Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. So we'll read something from Srila Prabhupada's purport. In his Anubhashya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita, that is, Krishna himself, assuming the part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading Lord Jagannath toward the Gundicha temple, corresponded to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna toward Vrindavan. Sri Ketra, Jagannath Puri, was taken as the kingdom of Dwarka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. But he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Khetra is a place of Aishvarja Leela, just as Vrindavan is a place of Madhurja Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's following at the rear of the Rath indicated that Lord Jagannath, Krishna, was forgetting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Rath Yatra, he was returning to Vrindavan. In the role of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the role of Parikshit, the examiner. Prabhupada says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Rath car, Jagannath Dev, Krishna himself, understood the mood of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind that dancing, the dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. Thus, Lord Jagannath would stop the forward march of the Rath and wait at a standstill. In this way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not feel satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gaurasundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. These competitive exchanges were all part of the love affair between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. In that competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successful. Sri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari Ki. So, I would feel very disappointed if I didn't say a few words about this song. This song is a whole class in and of itself. But it's very significant, and it's very nice meditation for us on this day. Chori ke mahanta mele koraye kirtana kele sata sampradaya gaya gita. This is the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri Dham. Chori ke mahanta mele, from all four directions, market. The mahanta mele, all the great Vaishnavas were coming from all over to take part. Koraye Kirtana Kali, and how did they take part? Maybe they were going on the internet and writing exposés of each other? No. They were doing kirtan together. Because even when you have so many different mahants, you can't do Krishna Katha. It's very difficult. If you have some Vaishnavas from the Sri Sampradaya, and you start speaking about Krishna's two, Bhagavan Swayam, how Krishna is supreme, they'll say, no. Narayan, or the Madhvas, or this or that. But one thing everyone can agree on is kirtan. And what happens at that time? This is a very important aspect of the Jagannath Rath Yatra. Sata Sampradaya Gaya Geet. There at that place, there was Sata Sampradaya. There were hundreds of different Sampradayas. Very interesting. In this chapter, Madhyalila chapter 13, Chaitanya Charitamrita, mark it. In the texts themselves, the word Sampradaya, I counted it, is used 11 times to indicate different groups of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. Isn't that interesting? I thought we were all part of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. One Sampradaya. And what is the Sata Sampradaya? Because each different group has a particular mood. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, I don't know if I can remember the Sanskrit, In his commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, do you remember Kun? He says that's right on the tip of my mind, that we should associate with persons who are in our family. Huh? So jati yasya snigdha sadhu sangha satovari. She's very good, very big help. Sajatiya. So sajatiya means many things. It means in a broad sense we're all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It means in another sense we're all Vaishnavas. And there's four Achari Vaishnav Sampradayas, and it's all one group, you could say, in that sense. However, there's some distinction. There's a family at the Vrindavan Krishna Balaram Mandir. Prabhupada wanted that. It's very important for bhakti to be released, that we have some intimate sangha of devotees. So sujatiya, they have to be in the same family, in the same mood. And so there were devotees, there were followers of Shubdhamara, there were followers of Mukunda, there were followers of Advaitacharya, followers of Lord Nityananda, and many, many different devotees were there, and they all had a little different mood. But they were all coming together to do this kirtan. Bhaje tato dasyako gagana badila ro deki jagannatha anandita. And all of them were gazing at Lord Jagannath, full of ecstasy. And then he describes, Unamata Nityananda Acharyar Advaita Chandra Pandita Srivasa Haridas. The associates, the most intimate associates of Mahaprabhu were there in this kirtan. Lord Nityananda, in great ecstasy. The Acharya Advaita, Pandit Srivasa and Haridas Thakur. E sabare sange kori, maje nachi gura hari bhakata mandala chari pas. And it says that in the center of those devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced. There's two interesting elements here. One is they were svajatiya, their own sampradayas, their own small groups coming together. The second thing is that they made a circle together. So many different groups. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in that. And this was Srila Prabhupada's vision for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That there would be many, many different groups. He wanted things not to be centralized, but he wanted each particular temple to be autonomous, and there would be a particular flavor according to the leaders in the temple, according to that particular temple. And then every so often at Rath Yatra, or during the Mayapur festival and Kartik and Vrindavan, all the Vaishnavas would come together from so many different places. And it's very, very wonderful. In such a sangha, which is not full of prejudice, which is not sectarian, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dances in great ecstasy. So two things are there simultaneously. You could say in one sense there's some sectarianism, because the devotees of Vaishnavas are Swajatiya. I have my family, and I stay with my family. But I love all Vaishnavas, and I may not hear from them. That's kind of implied in this. But I'll do kirtan with them in great love and happiness. We can come together at the time of Rath Yatra and other times. Hari Hari Bola Bola Bole Padabhari Mahidole Noyanoi Bahaya Jalada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and chanting the names of Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari, and crying. A flood of tears is coming from his eyes. Premira Taranga Ranga Sumera Jiniya Anga Tahi Ashti Satvika Bikar. He was exhibiting all Satvikar Bikar, dancing in great, great ecstasy in front of Lord Jagannath. We can say many more things about this, but I'd like to stop there. So there's a special connection between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. This is described in a number of places. I'd like to read something to you from the Chaitanya Chandodaya Natakam by Kavi Karnapur. It's said that, this is on, that he relates a discussion. When one year Maharaj Pratapurudri asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, since Vrindavan is the dearest place to the Lord, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Vrindavan, stay there for such a short time and then return to Jagannath Puri? It's a good question. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, Jagannathena tadviraham asa pamanena samakrishta eva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drawn back to Puri by Lord Jagannath, who couldn't tolerate separation from him. In the Bala Lila, the first section of Lochandas Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal in text 117, he quotes from the Vayu Purana, Kale pratama sandhyayam lakshmi kanto bhavishyati daru brahma samipanta sanyaso ghura vigraha. At the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear on the earth in a golden form. He'll take sannyas and he'll reside in Purushottam Khetra near Lord Jagannath. So we sing Jai Gora, Say Krishna, Say Jagannath. There's a very intimate connection between Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Krishna, and Jagannath. Lochandas Thakur says that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had darshan of many, many deities and he went to many places throughout India, when he was in Puri, he was going three times a day to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. And we know, I visited there a few years ago, in Sri Rangam, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had visited there every day, he was going to have darshan of the very ancient, very special deity of Lord Ranganath. And after he would finish his darshan, he would go back to where he was staying with Gopal Bhatta Goswami, his father. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had some personal deities. Deities that he made there in Sri Rangam with his own hands. And those deities, all three of them, are still there today in Sri Rangam. They have a special temple just behind the temple of Ranganath. And if you go there, I saw on the walls there were many verses. It was written in Telugu. I couldn't read. So I asked a local person, what do they say? He pointed to the first one. He says, this one says, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhav. It's the Shikshastika prayers written in that temple. It's Sri Sampradaya temple. And what are the deities in that temple? Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. So you could make a very strong case that Jagannath is the Ishtadev, the most worshipable deity for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we can confirm that perhaps with Mahaprabhu's statement himself in the 15th chapter of Madhya Lila. He says, Darujala Rupe Krishna Prakata Samprapti Darshana Snani Kori Jide Ramu Kati. Bolo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, in the age of Kali, Krishna is manifest in two forms. As Jala Brahma and Daru Brahma. In two forms, as wood and water. Thus, by enabling the conditioned souls to see the wood and bathe in the water, he helps them become liberated in Kali Yuga. Daru Brahma Rupe Sakshat Sri Purushottam Bhadi Rati Hana Sakshat Jala Brahma Sam. Hare Krishna. Hmm? Daru Brahma Rupe Sakshat Sri Purushottam. Lord Jagannath is directly the Supreme Lord in the form of wood. And Bhagirathi Hana Sakshat Jala Brahma Sam. The form of Jala Brahma or water Brahma is Ganga Devi, Bhagirathi. So there's a very, very intimate connection between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. It's a very big subject. I'm just giving a little introduction to it today. I've already gone over time. We should stop now. But I'll just finish by saying this. The Jagannath is Radha Viraha Vidura Roop. He's the embodiment of separation from Srimati Radharani. And Krishna, excuse me, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Viraha Vidura Roop. If separation from Krishna can manifest a form, that form is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they have a kind of strange meeting at Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri is described in many different places. It's described as Gupta Dham, hidden place. It's described as Durlabha Kshetra, very difficult place to enter into. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita and many different literatures, it's described that Jagannath Puri is also Vrindavan. But wait a minute, in the purport we just read, Srila Prabhupada is saying it's like Dwarka, and that it's a place of Aishvarja Moya Leela. We know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Aishvarja Priti Sankuchita, that the nature of great opulence is, it makes love shrink. If you think that God is just a baker who lives in the clouds and he has a big lightning bolt and he's just waiting to kill you, you might be a little bit afraid. And maybe you're going to behave properly because of that. But you're not going to be able to understand him in a very intimate, very sweet way. So when there's some opulence, it makes the love shrink. But we see that in Jagannath Puri, there's great opulence, but it doesn't make the love shrink. Rather, it increases the love. And Sanatan Goswami addresses this mystery in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Shri Krishna Devasya Sada Priyam Tat Chaitram Yata Shri Mathura Tataiva Tat Paramaishvarya Bara Prakasha Lokanusari Vyavahara Ramyam. Shri Krishna Devasya Sada Priyam Tat. That just as Mathura Vrindavan is very dear to Krishna, so also is Jagannath Puri. But Tat Paramaishvarya, Jagannath Puri is a place of great opulence. But there's three things found in Jagannath Puri. Vrindavan Dham is a place of Madhurja Moya Leela, the place of sweetness. And Navadvip Dham is a place of Odarja Moya Leela, the place of munificence, kindness, and mercy. And Jagannath Puri Dham? It has three qualities. It's a place of Aishvarja Moya Leela, as Prabhupada described in the purport. Paramaishvarya, great opulence. But there's other qualities also. There's also great mercy. The Lord manifests as Patit Pavan Jagannath in that dham, and he stands on the street. Don't complain to me about Jagannath that you can't go inside the temple. I don't have to go inside. He comes outside and stands on the street to look at me. Why should I complain about that? And today, on this day, he comes out. He's the only Mula Vigraha deity that I know of, original deity in all of India, who comes out of the temple to give darshan to his devotees. It's a special rasa in Jagannath Puri. And therefore we say, Aho dine nate nahita charano nishchitam idam Jagannatha Swami nayana patagami bhavatume. Aho dine nate nahita charano nishchitam idam. The Jagannath is very, very kind and merciful to those people who feel themselves very dinahina because they can't go in the temple. Lakshmi Devi can't go in the temple sometimes. There's a very nice story I don't have time to tell. We printed in one of our magazines. about how actually the Rath Yatra festival really begins 4 days before Snan Purnima, on the day that we often call Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi, which is Rukmini Vivaha, the marriage day of Lakshmi and Jagannath. It's a long story. They get married. 4 days later, Jagannath has his public bath. Their knots, the cloth, are tied together in knots. It's very romantic. And Jagannath becomes sick, and for 2 weeks, it's called Anavasya, 15 days. Lakshmi Devi is such a good wife. She doesn't sleep. After 15 days, you can't blame her. She falls asleep. And what does Jagannath do, newly married man? He unties the knot. And he sneaks out of the temple to go see his girlfriends. And we call that Rath Yatra. Lakshmi Devi wakes up a few days later. She doesn't understand. She goes to visit Goddess Bhimala Devi. There's a book called Vamadev Samhita, which describes their discussion and the very amazing advice that Bhimala Devi gave her. It's a long story. We printed it. You can read it. And anyway, she goes to visit Jagannath. She's in a very bad mood, you can imagine. And she comes back. And then they have a ceremony called Lakshmi Narayan Bet, where the king of Puri goes and acts as a marriage counselor and tries to tell Lakshmi Devi, it's okay. He didn't forget you. Look outside. He came back. That's a Bahudra Rath. Jagannath's return to the Sri Mandir. Jagannath Swami came back for you. But she doesn't want to talk to him. So that evening, Jagannath dresses up in Sunavesh, solid gold. Hands, feet, earrings, crowns, everything. They say he has, between the three deities, is over 1 ton of gold on. He has to appease Lakshmi. He has to show, look, I'm serious. I gave up those girls in Vrindavan, and I've come back to you now. And then the next morning is a Pahandi Vijay. And first Lord Balaram goes inside the temple. And it's wonderful. Everybody's blowing horns, and they're banging on gongs, and they're shouting Balaram Ki Jai. And then Subhadra comes in the temple. And again, everybody's chanting, and Subhadra Moi Ki Jai. And then when Lord Jagannath goes to come inside the temple, the door is slammed shut in his face. And there's a voice, Prabeshni Shade. It's the only words I know how to say practically in Hindi and Oriya. I've heard it so many times. What does that mean? Entrance forbidden. Actually, I know a third word they use with it. Bideshi Prabeshni Shade. Westerners not allowed entrance, right? But that's the same thing Lakshmi tells Jagannath. And Jagannath says, but I love you. It's okay. You should let me in. Go away. So then he sends a bard. There's a special person. His name is Lakshmi Narayan Mishra. I met him once, one Brahmin. They have a family tradition. And he sings on behalf of Jagannath a wonderful love song. Jagannath loves Lakshmi. He left the girls in Vrindavan. Don't worry, he's come back to you. You should accept him back. And there's a voice from the other side of the door. Go away. Finally, the next day, Lord Jagannath, the doors are open and everybody starts cheering and they're blowing the trumpets and banging the gongs and the drums and everyone's shouting, Sri Jagannath Swami Ki! And Jagannath starts going inside the temple through the Singhadwara gate in a very majestic way. And then he comes to the next gate and the door is locked. And Lakshmi Devi sends a message through one of her messengers, which is described in the Vamadev Sanhita, chapter 16. Atastale smakamapi devi chandi stita vibo asmin stale pitvat sokyam deva nasti priyanahi. You tell my dear husband, I'm very sorry. You tell him his sweet, loving wife is no longer here. All he's going to find is Goddess Chandi. Now, for those of you who don't know so much, perhaps, about Hindu tradition, Lakshmi Devi is considered to be the source of all the different goddesses, one of which is Durga, and an expansion of Durga is known as Chandi. She's a very angry. She has a particular kind of form. You can recognize her. In one hand, she has a big chopper. big sword. And the other hand, she has a man's head. So Lakshmi Devi's telling her, you tell my husband, his sweet, loving wife is no longer here. All he's going to find is Goddess Chandi with the sword. She's in a bad mood. Okay? And then she says, Chandanari sugandam yad baksha bojari kamcha yat idam viharani stanam tatstanam gatcha hevibo. I know my husband. He likes nice foods and nice fragrant oils and sweet things. Tell him he's not going to get any of that here. You tell him his girlfriends must be missing him. He should go back to his girlfriends. So it's a little bit of a problem. Brahmacharis, you don't know. You're very, very lucky. So there's some more discussion. Jagannath, he says, I brought you some earrings and a new sari. Go away. There's a lot of discussion. And finally, as part of the festival every year, they make huge pots of rasgullas. And Lakshmi Devi says, all right, okay, okay. And at that time, the gongs start banging again, and the drums are beating, and the horns are blowing, and Jagannath starts coming back inside of the temple. And that festival, that day, when he enters back in the temple, is called Niladri Vijay. Jagannath has three birthdays. Day of Janmashtami, because he's Krishna. The day of Snan Purnima. That was the day he was installed by Lord Brahma. He was originally carved and installed at the Gundicha temple. So Gundicha is like Vrindavan. That's where he originally came from. And then the third festival, which is like a birthday for him, is Niladri Vijay. And all three of these days connected with Rath Yatra. And that's the day when Jagannath comes back inside the temple. And that corresponds to the original day that Lord Brahma installed Jagannath in the Sri Mandir in Puri. So first, he appeared, was installed at the Gundicha, and then later he was put in the temple on the day of Niladri Vijay. So they have a festival when Jagannath comes inside the temple. He comes and they put him on the altar, and then they take Lakshmi Devi. And they put him right next to Jagannath, and they have a special ceremony. They take their cloths, and they tie a knot back in their cloths again. Now he's married again. He can't go anywhere so easily. So in Jagannath Puri, there's a great drama. And this drama we can see mirrored in Kurukshetra. Or perhaps you could say the Jagannath Puri is a mirror of Kurukshetra. Which one is the original, which one is the image? It's a little difficult to say. The mood in Kurukshetra is a very interesting mood. The residents of Vrindavan are meeting with Krishna. They're not in the mood of opulence. When they see Krishna with all this... It's said that when the members of the Yadu dynasty were on their way to Kurukshetra, people for hundreds of miles around thought it was an earthquake. There were hundreds and thousands of elephants, great war elephants, and great chariots and horses. People, when they would look in that direction, they became blinded because there was so much gold and diamonds and jewels on the backs of the chariots they were planning on giving in charity at Kurukshetra, that the sun, when it hit those things, it just blinded everyone. And the golden armor and silver armor. Meanwhile, there was another group of people also going to Kurukshetra for the solar eclipse. They weren't going in golden chariots. There was no elephants. There were a few village bulls. And they didn't have diamonds and jewels in the back of their carts. They had wooden carts. And in the back of their carts, what did they have? They were very practical people. They had gobar, cow dung. But not just from any cows. Gobar from the cows of Vrindavan. These are the Brijbasis. And sometimes they were running. And sometimes they would become stunned. Sometimes they would fall down. And this way they were going to Kurukshetra to meet with Krishna. And when they met Krishna Kurukshetra, Shukadeva Goswami becomes overwhelmed. And he only gives one verse. He says, what can we describe about this situation? He says, a gopi spoke only one thing to Krishna. Ahushchate nalina naba padaravindam. Yogeshwarai hridi vichinjamagada bodai samsara kupa patitotaranavalambam geham jusam api manasyudiyat sadanaha. Very interesting prayer. Ahushtate nalina nava padara binda. Oh dear Lord, you are Bhagavan. You are Lord Narayan. From your navel comes the lotus flower that Lord Brahma comes on. Yogeshwarai hridivichincha magada bodai. You're worshipped by the greatest of yogis and munis. Sangsara kupa patito taranavalambam. What are we? We're just fallen housewives. This is one meaning. But the gopis are very expert in what's called parokshavad. It's very difficult for men to understand parokshavad. Sometimes we speak about this, but ladies, they understand. I'll give you an example. It's your 25th wedding anniversary, and your wife spends 1 week cooking a big feast. So they have a very wonderful, romantic time with you. And the day of your most wonderful 25th wedding anniversary, you come home and you say, hey, sweetheart, I know it's our anniversary, but you know, some of the boys asked me to go for a swim down to the Kund. Do you mind if I go with them? I'll be back in a few hours. And your wife looks at you and she says, fine, go right ahead. Okay, now men, when they hear that, they hear, she said, fine, go right ahead. It means I can go. But any woman will tell you, Rupanuga Prabhu, it doesn't mean that, does it? He knows. It's a special language. Actually, what it means is, look, you jerk. If you do that, when you come back, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to my father's house. So this is parokshavad. One thing is said externally, but another thing is said internally. The gopis are praying to Krishna, oh, ahushtate nalina nava padara vindu, your Bhagavan, your Lord Narayan. But it has another meaning. Oh, Krishna, please excuse us. We've heard now you went to the big city and now you're God. And you sent that Uddhava fellow to us to try to teach us to do yoga? We can't do yoga. To do yoga, you have to have a peaceful mind. Our mind is never peaceful because we can't stop thinking about you. Our mind is always disturbed, but you're giving us instructions like this that we should do yoga. We can't do yoga. We're not yogis. Sangsara kupa patito taranavalambam. We're just falling grihastas. Now you're surrounded by all these big, big religionists. And they're worshiping you as God in the Sri Mandir with Lakshmi Devi. We don't like that. Do you still remember the residents of Vrindavan? Do you still remember your mother and your father and the cows and all the devotees there? We don't want you here. We want you in Vrindavan. This is the mood at Kurukshetra. And this verse, Ahushtate nalina naba padara vindam, was spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, in the same mood of the gopis. So there's a combination of feelings. Try to understand it. There's great ecstasy because there's milan, there's union. Finally, after so many years of viraha separation, they're seeing the Shamsundar Krishna again. But there's another feeling. He forgot us. He never returned. He promised. Ayasya. He said, 10th canto Bhagavatam, Krishna's words are right there in print. Ayasya, I will return. But he never came back. Why didn't he do that? And there's another third feeling on top of that. Okay, this is very wonderful. We're all together here. But he's going to leave in just a day or two. And again, we'll have separation. So there's union and separation mixed together. There's Aishvarya, opulence, and sweetness mixed together in one container. It's a very amazing meeting in Kurukshetra. It's not that the gopis, when they see Krishna in Kurukshetra, they become afraid and they say, wow, we didn't know you were such a big warrior and you have so many war elephants and so many soldiers. Please excuse us, we did some offense. They didn't speak like that. They said, we don't want this. We want you back in Vamsivat. We want you on the bank of the Jamuna. We want you at Govardhan. It increased, it intensified thousands and thousands of times over their sweet feelings. It increased their ecstasy. And this is the mood in Jagannath Puri Dham. Krishna, during his manifest Leela, he opened up a school of Braj Prem. And Srimati Radharani was a headmaster in that university. And there was only one student who was Uddhava. And he was sent by Krishna to Uddhavakari near Nandagaon. And he received instructions indirectly in Prema. That's called the Brahmara Gita in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. He received instructions from Srimati Radharani and the gopis. Later on, Krishna opened up a bigger branch of that school of Braj Prem in Kurukshetra. And he allowed all the members of the Yadu dynasty to also see, because it's described that Rukmini and Satyabhama, they were asking, hey, what's going on? You're our husband. But at night, please forgive us, but you're calling out the name of another girl in your sleep. Who is this Radhe, Radhe, Lalita, Vishaka? Who is this? And Krishna said, it's very difficult to explain. Let's go to Kurukshetra. And he brought them there. And in this way, he opened up a bigger branch of that school. And then, when he came, as Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Godahari, he opened up an even bigger branch of that university of Braj Prem in Jagannath Puri at Rath Yatra. And then, in an amazing way, much more recently, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has now opened up branches of this same school of Braj Prem all over the world. And now we have Rath Yatra all over by the mercy of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Srila Prabhupada. But we should contemplate on this day something very deep about it and the meaning behind it. This is just some little introduction. I've gone way over time. I'll probably get in trouble. Please forgive me. We'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Rath Yatra Mahamahotsava ki, Srimaduja Rasaganaiti Murti Mahabhav Prakash Jagannath Swami ki, Sri Jagannath Sri Baladev Srimati Subhadramai Sudarshanju ki, Sri Vipralamba Ketya Jagannath Puridama ki.